Or like on Cabin in the Woods, where you fall over the edge of that abyss and you fall on top of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a problem.
That's right. A problem.
Yeah. When you're just trying to get
it
to work,
I mean. Mad. Yeah. But it was like a doorway. It opens up, and then on the other side, there's this thing that's like a giant elder god waiting to come through, and it just got its little toe in the door.
Yeah.
Dr. Mordred has some plot like that.
It's a tiny little door, so the elder god can't get through.
It's enough. The doorway is now open, and so that's the next thing. The elder gods are going to come back through.
Ah.
And they're the ones that H.P. Lovecraft warned us about.
Who HBO is named after.
But on the other hand, there are certain things that we can do. We're not totally helpless in this.
Who's this we you're talking about, Dr.
No, we could go to Fluff Girl Donuts really fast and buy 6 trays of donuts and throw them at the monster really fast.
Yeah, we
and
could they would kill the monster with donuts.
Yeah, or at least sugar. Donuts. Nature's perfect food.
Exactly. That's the stuff
the monster
about.
Would be distracted with the donuts while we run by real quick.
Well, for some, it's, you know, not such a good thing.
Well, you mean the monster now on sugar as it rages through San Francisco?
That's bad.
Yeah, I guess that's bad.
I wouldn't want it on my conscience, would you?
I'd want it on your conscience, but not mine.
Yeah, I don't mind it being on your.
I don't mind if
either.
It's on yours,
so
but
that's 2-1.
Definitely
so.
Don't want it on mine. That's,
if we can avoid such scenarios, it's probably best to do it.
Probably.
If the monsters try to leave the spaces provided for them, a special control apparatus goes into operation. They are confined within scientific walls. Each according to their own instincts and habits.
Monster Island. Monster Habits.
And if Hal were here, he could make $23 talking about Monster Island.
Yeah. 23?
I think so, and a free beer that would come down. And then one of the strings would break and actually dump on his head. So he gets soaked in beer at his own show.
I think we should have a, you know, like a tote board or a, you know, like a number. Like we have to reach a certain number. Like,
and then, of what?
Well, that would be the thing. Because like in the telethon, they always have a greater number every year.
Right.
Like every year successfully. Like we beat last year, you know. Ed didn't think we could do it, but we did it, you know, and all that. So like every night is more money because it's like the goal is to get more money and
into Hal's pocket.
Right, yeah. So it'd be like, let's look at the big board, you know, and like after, you know, we could do segments of questions or, you know, and then it could be like every, like, fifth question or every break or, you know, any time that there's like some kind of segment, you know, that's like in the script. Yeah, it's in the script, see, you know, we have to do it.
Yeah. That's how they make the big bucks.
What does he want?
That's what I'm saying. I'll be sitting in the dark room in the dark.
Yeah, because it's not there.
It's not there.
It's not there. You'll go.
I'll be like, did the government break this too? And then I think, oh, no.
No, it's the people did this one. It's the people.
Sitting in the dark.
The people's
fault.
It's the people's fault?
They didn't come on the wrong night and forced the show to be when it shouldn't be.
Yeah, people.
That's the opposite of the Army's slogan.
Be all that you can't be.
Be all the people you can be. Oh.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Be everybody you shouldn't be.
Be all that you should not be.
Yes, exactly. That's
be the people.
The genius army.
So in you can go to the Ask Dr. Hal show and suddenly you're Cal Worthington.
Oh, I see. It's a time.
So what happened to Charlie? Is he still there?
Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
Only one call at a time, right?
Who was once a giant
iguana. No, we can take in 2 little calls.
We can take 2 little calls.
But most people are afraid when...
Why didn't Michael Pepe call? Could you get Michael Pepe on? No, or
Michael Pepe's not
Charlie?
There.
Get Charlie on.
How nocturnal...
Inhibiting Factor?
...are these characters?
Callback Inhibiting Factor.
Which ones?
Well, there's a Victor callback and...
Michael
Pepe. Smelling Salts.
Smelly Johnson?
Yeah.
You can't trust them. They're going to always try to, like, trick you at the end, you know?
That's right. They'll twist and turn, and even if they get caught in a trap,
pull out the rug. Pull the rug out from under you. Throw a pie in your face.
And it's all in the nature of good, clean fun.
Make you eat stuff encrusted dog eclairs.
No, wait a moment. You're talking about pledge season, right?
Yes, yes. Dog stuff season.
Yes. Waxed beauty instantly as you dust.
Yeah, they would have how do people find
the dog encrusted stuff out? Do they have to go to the internet?
Yeah, they probably have to get up, drive down to Fluff Girl Donuts.
What if the internet's not on?
What?
Look,
it's on. Look,
on
it's on.
It's I'm trying to get on the internet right now.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, it says Hal's asleep. Wait, I know
Hal, what are we going to tell him? You got to tell us. Call back. Call
Happy
back.
Birthday.
Maybe you should call Hal.
Yeah. But that's impossible.
Maybe I should call Hal.
Yeah. And make sure you call the number in the hallway to wake Liza.
Puzzling evidence. He was always saying, this is proof. And then he would write a long, long, long formula that we were expected to write down and remember. Well, not remember. Put you to sleep, too, huh? Hey, wake up over there, buddy. You can't do that on the Puzzling Evidence show. Where do you think you are? Where is Hal?
He's on the show.
He's sleeping on the show.
That's what he does. See,
so
right there.
You've got Hal hooked up to the show, and that's what we get tonight. It's just,
yep, he's just going
to
sleep here.
He's just hooked up to the show electronically.
Yeah.
Right. And he's afraid.
He's afraid.
What should we do? What should we do? I'm afraid that I'm just going to tell him that when we get there, I'm going to say, Hal meant to come tonight, but he was afraid that he'd have... No, I'll say, Hal meant to come tonight, but he was afraid. Puzzling evidence. Put the fear in a lot of people.
It has. And
they don't know what they're going to do now.
And they're looking out the window now, lonely and afraid, and they're eating cold toast with no butter.
Right, and they're gathering at the station, but there's nobody there. They're just going to stand out front.
Standing with their little cards out.
Just... with their card out, or they'll have their arm in the air as if they're hanging from an iPhone, hoping and wishing that somehow through that symbolic action, they will suddenly appear at their place. If I just emulate how I'm supposed to be, maybe that will transcend me into a plane of transitional movement in my mind and consciously expand
my
molecular.
Quote me, Bob, 14, justification, 214.
Well, whatever you need to quote to justify is something we need this morning. We need your quotes because your quotes are like money to us. We use them, we make money off of them, we say that we said them, and we tweet them. We tweet them out there. So send us your quotes so that we can say that we did it. And tweet it. We'll just tweet the heck out of your quotes. Sure.
That's right.
Because we want to help the people, just like Puzzling Evidence wants to help the people. Help the work, the people. But not too much. I mean,
we'll only ask too much
to help the people.
Yeah, I don't want them to do too much work.
I don't want them to have to work so hard and feel like they don't want to help the people. That'd be a bummer, not having people that are supposed to help the people not want to help the people.
Yeah.
Especially when all the people want to do is just want to work. People, they just want to work for
Michael Pepe.
Just like me, I like to work for
Michael Pepe.
I like to work less for
Michael Pepe.
A little bit of a twist that I put on it. Work less, 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 work less. That's my slogan.
Yeah, I agree.
work less and less. It's a good slogan, I think.
Yep.
Especially for 10 minutes in the morning.
Yeah, if that's where you are.
You should not be
you're
working.
You're thinking, less work.
And if you're working right now, I would implore you just to sit down and don't do anything for the next 5 minutes while you're on the clock. Tell him I told you that. Say, that guy on the radio told me to do that. When your boss says, hey, how come you're just sitting around? You're supposed to be screwing that nut on that bolt. How come you're not doing your job? Because that guy on the radio told me not to for 5 minutes. That's what you should say, and he'll go, oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
all right,
thanks.
Well, hang in there.
Yeah.
Thanks for being honest.
And obeying your radio.
Obey your radio. Always obey your radio. Always obey your radio. Always obey your radio. Always do what the radio says. Especially the Puzzling Evidence Show radio show. I know it's not both of us in there.
But how come you guys never talk about crawlers?
Crawlers?
Do they have them?
Crawlers, they've
got
crawlers.
We only talk about the ones they have.
They have them at Donut World.
The crawlers are the best because... But what I want to know is what gives it that pink color where it's sort of a pink, a nice pretty pink tan, but in the middle there's a ring that's kind of yellowish.
Are you sure we're talking about baked goods here?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I suppose that's simply some proprietary method.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is the first time I've ever spoken on the phone when Hal was on the phone.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been on the show when Hal was on the phone with Michael Pepe on the phone
yes,
at the same time.
Yes, that has
time.
To be a first.
This
Another
is a first.
Example of how
and
progress
puzzling, if you start
forward.
Saying something now, this will be the first time that you said something when
That's
I was
right.
saying something while Hal was on the phone with Michael Pepe on the phone.
Exactly. You know, even though this is the first time, it's not the first time I said something, this is the first time I've asked something with a question mark. Anyway, it's the first time I've said something with a question mark at the end of it on a night when I've been on the show with the radio with Al on the radio.
But you can make a statement with a question mark at the end if you just say this at something.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You say the word up,
up
at the end. It sounds like there's a question being said.
What's up with that, anyway?
Like the way all young people talk now?
Yeah, the way they talk now.
With an rising interrogative inflection at the end.
Or, you know, whatever.
See, and you can't really do it because you don't have the skills.
It doesn't
Well, I can... But I didn't in that instance. You've got to be careful that you start asking your question at the beginning of your sentence because you can't just start making a statement and then in the middle of the sentence, suddenly you've got to keep your voice up high because you're always going to be asking the question until you get to the end of the question.
You have to keep your voice up high,
because
when you get to the end of the question, if it's not up, then the people don't know you actually asked a question.
Are you sure you want to take that step?
Well, I think so, yes. I think it's time I really got into the cyber age.
Okay, but by being a cyborg is a kind of extreme way to...
I think we're probably going to all become question.
Yes, body modification, but it doesn't have to happen before they make us do it. Anyway, that's all right. Anything you want is fine. You know, we're all pals here on the radio.
Yes, but some of us are more stoned than others, and that's the only inequality.
Stronger than
dirt. Recommend.
What you want is of no importance.
Speaking of which,
did you
I
hear
have
that?
Him with me, whether you like it or not.
No, he doesn't go with
me. You mean Eli Whitney?
You're going with us. You're going with her, whether you like it or not.
And Eli Whitney's grandson went on an expedition to the Black Hills of Dakota with O.C. Marsh looking for dinosaur skeletons.
Is that so?
You must sleep sometimes.
Did he find any?
Yes, they did. They found all the canonical dinosaurs that we know today in the 19th century.
Oh.
Well, no evidence of feather bedding in those dinosaurs.
They're just laying around out there.
They had to fight hostile Indians to get to the sites and deal with the freezing cold and extremes of temperature.
Yeah. Right. Was he an archaeologist, this Whitney?
He was a paleontologist.
Oh, my God. Well,
was his name Marvin Whitney?
O.C. Marsh. You've heard of Cope and Marsh? He was Marsh.
No, I'm talking about Eli Whitney's son. What was his name?
He was the grandson.
The grandson. Was that
the
Fred Whitney?
Yeah. I think he might also have been named Eli Whitney.
Yes.
I think it was Marvin Whitney.
The name persisted in his
family. Whitney Houston.
Jitney Whitney.
And it was said that most simply because they wanted to tangle with Indians and have an adventure and didn't have much of interest in paleontology.
Wow.
They were like adventurous guys that just...
Did they actually fight? Did they fight any Indians?
Oh, I suppose. Who knows?
These were sunset cowboys looking for some adventure from the reading dime novels.
What was the exotic west?
Drifters. They're called drifters, yeah. They're just drifters.
They just wanted to be what they read about.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's gone now. It died.
They were latter day cowboys.
He died in 1927 with Wyatt Earp. He was the last.
He's buried right out in Colma, in the city of the dead.
Really? Why?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Well, I know he lived his last years with his wife in San Francisco.
And, of course, they've also got Steve Silver, Beach Blanket Babylon, buried out there.
We should have a genius to Wyatt Earp's grave.
It's quite possible there are many famous folks buried out there in that strange combo of monuments and...
We should go out there for a subgenius reunion like we had that
time. I think we ought to, yes, definitely.
That's where we ended up having a great reunion that one time.
During Indian summer. Well, when the Stangs
have a great reunion and, it'll be a subdued, somber, and we'll be literally great.
We'll do that in February when the Stangs come back to town.
Oh, it's in February, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can find out what famous people are buried there.
Now let us bury.
Oh, yeah, you go findagrave.com.
What about...
Have you been to findagrave.com?
I've been to Tomb Tales and Graveyard.
Go to findagrave.com. You can key in people's names and find out where they're buried.
And you can reserve a for yourself.
Where is all buried?
A cemetery plot.
What's that?
That will fix it.
All buried in Baltimore?
Who's buried in Baltimore?
Oh, a lot of people.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
He's buried in Baltimore.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yes, you can't.
When I go to Baltimore, I'm going to check out where Poe is buried.
Gotta find out, because I know each city claims him. You know, Baltimore, Boston, New York, all have some claim to Poe's legacy, and also Annapolis.
In Athens, did you say?
And there's a Poe house in the Bronx, and there's also a place in the lower of the Battery, you know, in the financial district, where he worked, where the newspapers were back in the 1840s.
Interesting.
And so there's little Poe museums, but there's no really big deal.
That's sad.
It shouldn't be a grand.
They should make a really big deal museum.
Right. A really true original great American.
There ought to be like a Poe story museum, at least, where you could go in like a haunted park where every theme was Poe related to one of his great one of his great scary stories. You know, you could get buried in a wall, and so you'd be there where they would wall you up and leave you there for a while. You know, like the cask of Amontillado.
Telltale Heart's every place, and women you fall in love with that died. And,
the various reenactments. The Telltale Heart, you know, you'd have to dig.
You get your heart ripped out.
And there's
a
3-foot raven as you walk in saying nevermore over and over and over again while you're waiting to buy your ticket.
You just want to write a story and the raven won't shut up.
Just lay down in your bed and have a...
And the top of it starts coming down,
Exactly.
Well, that's Guy de Maupassant.
The top moves down at you at night and smothers you.
That's what I have. But then you run out of... That's the problem is... Then you have to sleep in that spot because you can't make another mold.
Yeah, you're too old. You're too old now. You can't start make another mold. You got this one perfectly made. Why would you want to make another one?
We're all sleeping in our little 90s here.
Well, you might want two positions other than just left side, right side.
Getting kinky,
Well, no.
Why don't you just lie on your back? Like in the king position.
Because then you snore.
You know, do you go to the same side each night when you go to sleep?
All about 600 times each.
I toss and turn.
I'm like on a rotisserie. I look like a hog on a spit when I'm sleeping.
Me too.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Well, I think that's a great
maybe
idea.
Maybe I can get a
bridge closed, so we can't even come to it.
And then what about...
The bridge is closed too?
Like that in the east.
Did they close the bridge too?
Oh, no,
the bridge to Michael Pepe.
Oh yeah, if you've got a car, you can do it, but it's going to be hard because
like if you try to drive from the station to Michael Pepe's, you can't do it directly.
The bridge to Michael Pepe's heart.
It's just closed
because of a relationship breakup.
Yeah, with the whole city.
I'm a rock. I'm an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never dies or cries.
Never cries.
Never, ever.
Yeah, you ever seen Hawaii, Oahu cry or Guam cry?
Yeah, I've never seen them cry.
Well, it occurs above the threshold of perception.
Argentina won't cry.
Now, Dr. Hal has a reason to believe that perhaps they do cry, but it just does about
their
level.
So big.
We just can't perceive the crying.
The tears are like rain.
They're tears of a clown.
What about kangaroos?
When there's no one around.
Yes, even worse. Pathetic clown crying thing, but on a giant scale. Some birds can, crocodiles can.
If a train is too tough to cry, too strong to...
But does the crocodile become...
Too old to...
It's the way of eliminating
too dumb to die.
So, Michael Pepe, can you hear the show?
Do I have a show?
Can you hear the show?
Yes, I can.
How is your fidelity?
Did you listen to the opening?
You missed the best part.
I don't know.
Because you were in it.
That was all Michael all the time.
Yeah, it was a special retro.
Except the parts where the other guys were there.
Yeah, it was a retro.
Beloved moment.
I wish I had been there. I was so sad.
It's going to be the basis of a movie and a giant coffee table book, which is a coffee table book about coffee table books. It's called A Pictorial History of Pictorial Histories.
Hey, wait a minute.
Featuring Michael Pepe.
You can't talk about that. I haven't been on that idea.
Carry it home. Oh, really?
You better let me get on that development.
Need some sidewalk
of that
lawyers.
Idea.
Oh, it's not mine. I'm just reporting on it here.
Because we talked about that.
We talked about it. We don't let Michael Pepe.
I'm already working on the coffee table part of that.
I'm working over here at Chinko Games here so I can make some money to buy one of those things.
The coffee table book about coffee tables.
It's bigger than your car.
You can buy a coffee table book.
I wish I had a coffee table book about
table
coffee
made
tables.
Out of coffee.
First,
that's
get
crazy.
Your coffee table constructed. Then get a couple of coffee table books to try it out.
All right. I will. Go too fast. I'm trying to do it here.
I'm going to do it.
Is anything
I love coffee tables, and I love coffee table books. That's like a match made in
tables
heaven.
Made out of coffee.
Well, but
and I like coffee, so you put the coffee in the metal.
This is great. This will really work.
Glass top on your coffee.
We can invite
you. Don't want to spill your coffee on your coffee table book.
And if they have enough coffee, they won't miss Bart.
You have a coffee table book with coffee spilled on it.
That's another reason to have a sheet of glass. You can just wipe the sheet of glass when the coffee is spilled.
But you can't save the coffee table book. But that's why you should have a lot of.
Well, you can if you're quick enough. Reach out and snatch up the book. Wave of coffee.
And super speed before the coffee hits the book. You could be there waiting for it. Because of your super speed.
The water has to be boiling, just like with any other kind of coffee. You've got to get the right number filter, of course.
I've got the filter, but I need a beaker.
Here comes the baby.
That's the
ghost baby crying.
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah, the baby bunch.
That tells us when the show's about over.
Because it's like being reborn.
Coffee.
You just feel so good when the show's over.
The next show's going to make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, not like this show.
Not like this.
I think we need to talk more about donuts and coffee.
It's the baby bunch. It's new life.
The baby bunch. The big baby bunch.
Yeah. That's us.
Big sissy baby bunch. Big cry baby bunch.
He says thank you.
We'll see you, though, next week. We will love you next week.
You long time, and not watch the Brady Bunch.
Well, who is
Go over now.
No, there can't be an end to the show.
Just run to the next phone. Come on, help me out. Hello?
Thinking outside the amorphous, unnamed area. And there you said good morning too many times. Way too many times.
Really? Is that what happened?
Yeah, but the important thing is we support you, whoever you are, and whatever your endeavor is. You got the support and the... Well, not the endorsement. We can't actually give you an endorsement. You'd have to pay us a lot of money to do that, and we can't take money or talk about taking money or even things that have a cost.
Beyond currency, we cannot go.
Yeah. Don't laugh.
Okay.
That's better. Regain your composure. Especially here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
I'll see you in hell.
And by the time I got home, I'd be down to like 20 donut holes or maybe 19.
And then I would, as I drove home, throw them across the freeway to the other cars going this way.
Yeah, try to get them in the window and somebody's mouth is yawning. He's going like this. Whoa, that's great. That would make up for a lot of things. That'd make up for the deficit in a lot of people's
Really?
Mind.
Yeah, okay.
If you could throw a donut hole in someone's mouth just when they least expected it but wanted it the most.
Yeah. I would do that just to, like, both windows.
Yeah, you should see this site. Puzzling was just now illustrating what it would be like throwing donut holes out
as
of both
people are
windows
crashing around
at the same time.
Yeah,
it looked pretty good. I could see how that would work.
And then, you know, some percentage would get in those cars into the mouths of the
lady. Now you're talking. Maybe you need some assistance where you would be like firing donut holes in rapid succession through some kind of like air pneumatic powered tube, like those ones they used to shoot T-shirts into the crowds at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, monkey.
Get one that can shoot donut holes into the car next to you while you're driving down the road. Even if the window's closed, you know, you just blast it right through the windows.
Right.
Donut holes flying with enough velocity to break the actual window of the car next to you.
Big big donut holes, the size of...
Now, you could get in trouble for that, because there could be shattering glass that could get on the... What? What's that?
Sorry, you already made it happen because you said it on the radio.
Hello?
That's Charlie in a different world.
So, what are these guys wandering around here? I mean,
they're just show ghosts. They're wishing they could have donuts, donut holes, ham and croissant, cheese sandwiches. What else?
Yeah. Ham and
classic
cheese.
Classic glazed powdered sugar.
I'm going to get a classic glazed powdered sugar donut hole tonight.
Croissants. What else?
I'm going to get a classic glazed chocolate powdered brown sugar donut hole tonight.
Yeah. Rolled in everything.
Yeah.
And then the little pale,
I wish they would do that. Daddy, just take something in there and just make everything out of it.
One donut with everything on it would be, and it's $5.
I'm going to go in there and ask him, can you just do this one thing for me? He's very accommodating.
Yes.
He probably will.
Probably will.
He would say, you know, hey, you know what? Hal owes you money from last week, though, and Hal's not here. He's going to think when we come in there and Hal's not with us, that Hal is skipping out. Hal, are you still there?
Hal went away because he didn't want to talk about that.
Oh. Come back, Hal. What are we going to tell Alex when we go to the donut place and you're not with us and you owe him a buck or something from last week? We make money out of nothing. We take this pile of nothing over here and mush it around here and poke it, stick these other things in it, and pretty soon we have a pile of money. Here, they're making it now. Here. Get those barrels, Hope. We got to get the raw materials in here. We need some more resources.
Yep, they're taking the money away. Oh, darn.
Load those trucks up.
Well, we'll get them to come around.
Is this the money
after he gets the donuts?
Is this the money bagging time?
Hey. Is this the money bagging time?
Is this the time where we beg for money?
Yeah, money bag the money.
We bag the money. You can see us now.
We're bagging the money, but now the government's going. You can hear the government lowering the money into the.
I can hear the government is starting up again.
Thank you, Mr. Government.
That's the sound. It takes a lot of money to start the government up again.
There we go. Prime the government.
You have to prime the government with a lot of money to get, and you put the money in the government's carburetor, and then you turn the starter on. You got to get the various.
Is it
crooks,
done?
I mean, congressmen in there to turn the various wheels.
Government's going.
But as long as the government's going, we don't care. Everything's good now.
I'm so happy.
It's all better.
It's all what? Pathetic?
Yeah. Pathetic little government world.
Hello, everybody. This is Schnook Radio Professional.
Solid hours
of puzzling evidence.
Let's make some noise.
How could you refuse that guy?
Let's make some noise.
WPLJ.
Let's make some noise.
Well then, I see. Oh, I see. Officer in charge. Mind block?
best adjust microphone.
I say to you, please bring your cat.
Wait, now you're off. Now you don't exist. You have to use different underpants. You're hurting now.
Here in the city of endless cigarette smoke encountered on the street.
Oops.
And...
that's all wrong, huh? Hey, wait a minute. No, that's right.
I'm getting a low power reading here on left number two.
Change the mute button. It's supposed to mute that sound.
Yeah,
you're not supposed
there?
To hear when the mute button is being pushed. Oh, well.
I'm listening to a completely different version of the show right now.
Is this your low power FM?
I'm going to hit OK, and we're going to switch to auxiliary power on number two. We're going to start
that.
The shutdown sequence right now.
Aux 2, initiate.
Okay, shutdown sequence started.
Decoupling.
Is the Wolfman on?
Yeah, I don't. Oh man, I hate that guy.
But he does the Nate Dine show.
If I found him, I'd put a paper bag on his head. Like this. Shoot him with a radio cannon.
Show's over, Wolfman.
Yes, officer, this is Wolfman. He tried to turn in the entire Earth and to the aliens. Please take him away to jail. There he goes. Wolfman's off to jail for using his sacred honor as a radio DJ to hurt Earth.
And he wasn't really supposed to get the access keys. He just went to the right party and got them. But
I was at that party. I was trying to get some meatballs, and I could hear the alien saying, "They have keys."
Yeah.
We go get those keys, Centauri.
And then I love how Centauri has no idea what keys are, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He's just...
whatever.
He's constantly being told to do stuff. He's always... by your command. He just stands there, sign off on the thing. Look, there goes Wolfman Jack. Get him to jail, officer. Flush him down the historical toilet.
I've been neglecting all these years that I've been obsessively pursuing goal after goal.
Now we'll go back in time to show Wolfman Jack's parents and grandparents. See, if we can just travel back in time, we can stop Wolfman Jack from selling out Earth.
Going to take a lot of spending. You could buy a lot of college with that, Jeff. We're going back in time, Professor.
Here we go.
What some of the better known street makes that most of the dangerous tend to use are more one.
No Sterling Glenn's done. The end. Over. Turn off your podcast now if you're listening now. Yes, nothing else is authentic.
And the Aryan came
genuine
out.
No Sterling Glenn at this point on. There'll be some Chinese knockoff. Yes, but lots of K-Rob station IDs.
Looking for the origins of Aryan man. And there were strong ties between the SS and this whole idea.
I think they named this show last week. When they came up with, this is not a show.
This does not require dues. I believe it's the
that too.
The official name of it.
and of course, their practical arguments. Right, I forgot. Such practical people, K. Rob and Puzzling Evidence.
But the average individual does not understand the relationship.
Between the two of them, they're like, I don't know, Secretary of Treasury George Shultz.
Accessing the other dimension.
Also include this special dome pan.
I always liked Casper Weinberger.
Casper Weinberger? Yeah.
Casper Weinberger.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like that's the governor of Colorado with Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper, yeah.
Hickenlooper. I'm a Hickenlooper man.
It's good when our politicians have the names of high school football players.
Yes.
Hickenlooper, why don't you get down there on the field?
And so if you had been drinking when the Centauri fought, blew your microwave.
Excuse me.
And actually burned down. What's going on out there? Hey, hey. Well, they just found out that the Cylon blowing up the microwave.
And when we stopped the question,
you know, too soon.
Start babbling like a couple of maniacs.
Sensitive about the Cylon.
I thought I'd want to check on them, you know, see if they were drinking or something like that.
Realize what
officer,
happened.
We ain't been drinking.
Man, this murder. Cylons. Adam and Eve eating that apple. Cylons.
So you never
Jimmy
seen.
Jimmy Hoffa killed, buried somewhere. Cylons.
Go on, take them down to the station. Check them out.
What about that metal creep? It was a Cyclops.
What if a Cylon showed up?
Yeah. I'm here to take you back.
What?
Yeah, you don't know because
pick K-Rob up and dump him in the dumpster outside. So apparently that's like a software fault.
I will protect you. No, wait.
No,
Centauri,
wait, Clang. No. No, Centauri, I heard you.
I won't argue anymore. Put me down.
Yeah, he's telling like it is. Some big chrome dome is trying to take over our territory in a park.
Exactly. That's what my thought was exactly. He wanted...
Park.
What happens? He dumped the guy who didn't like the show in the dumpster and then went back with Wolfman Jack and got his own show.
Yeah.
Now we will rock you down all the way to the ground. I am One-Eyed Jack Cylon.
Yeah, One-Eyed Jack.
I play Top 40.
Yeah.
Nobody loves a metal man.
Green leaves shining in the sun.
But then, in our world, Cylon would have the coolest show, and then the station would go low power, and everything would be lost. And all that goodwill.
Unless it popped. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
So that's still... Not
and you know those things you use to find studs in walls? Stud
you mean
finders?
Possums?
You know those things? They're called stud finders. You use them to find... You like
find possums? So forth.
They became very popular. Well, I would sell... I would sell a USB...
I'd like a possum in every way.
A USB puzzling evidence finder in a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you would just... You would plug it into your laptop in the like, USB port. Yeah. And then you'd run it on the wall until you find puzzling evidence yeah. in your wall.
Wow. Whatever you do, don't turn around right now.
Well, you
find
don't,
it for, ah!
You don't
ah.
want to freak me out, do you?
Find it for, fine.
He's got that creepy...
He's not really coming tonight.
We're going to find out tomorrow that he died at midnight. Of course, well, actually, he's going to die right here on the couch, so we'll know about it. But.
Yeah, it'll be a... It's going to be one of those Twilight Zone 60 minutes.
Okay, Paul in, please.
Paul,
this chilling song
Powder Limits thing.
Disciple Ozzy Osbourne is
with puzzling evidence in it, of all people. Imagine that.
Of all people.
Yeah.
In the latter half of the song, listen as Osbourne calls upon Crowley, known as the Great Beast, to ride his white horse.
Crowley! Crowley! Get in here!
The coming Antichrist.
Crowley, I want your badge and your gun. Apocalypse.
In the Book of Revelation. Go home, Crowley, you're drunk.
You've screwed up for the last time, Crowley.
And he that sat on him had a bow. And
Crowley's a good cop.
And he went forth conquering.
I think we covered them all.
In his writings.
I think his problem is he just cares too much.
Antichrist as the crowned and conquering child, the Lord of the Eon.
Crowley cares about Tudor and the Monkey Man. for possums. Is possum evidence judging us?
Since I met him.
I think he's over there on the couch judging us right yeah. now.
That's all right. He's firm but fair.
Don't say firm, dear.
Oh my God! If you ask me, it was was yesterday. What is that? Here's my value proposition. I will sue Muni for anything and recover damages for you. Whether you've experienced veterans fighting a guy with an arm made of linoleum, or youths tagging up on a woman in stilts, or the plain indecency of going to the job that you hate late and having your soul crushed into the occluded diamond that you can never sell because no one wants to own internal conflict diamonds.
That ghosts really? Somehow, when people die, they don't retain their sex.
Like a gun.
Like a god?
A gun.
Well, like a gun. Yeah, like a gun.
But you would be the same little ghost you were before.
I would be me.
Yeah. I'd be part of you.
I would hope I wouldn't have to wear glasses anymore.
Yeah.
8 days of continuous wearing that way.
You don't want to get shot in a motorcade because then you go into the future world with, depending on which theory, you have no brain or some brain.
Yeah,
but not really enough brain to do a good job.
I can't imagine, like, when I'm walking up to JFK and shaking his hand, he's just drooling all over himself.
Yeah. And you're thinking, this guy,
I want to hear about what I'm supposed to do for my country.
Yeah.
And you're just drooling in your drool bucket.
Right. Yeah. Come on, get that pretty nasty.
That will be nasty. So nasty.
You must take a camera and shoot the...
Shoot Kennedy.
The electronic free frontier of psychiatrists.
Wonder how many times Kennedy will be killed on November 22nd.
Yeah. I wish I could be in Dallas and see the ghostly limousine.
Here's the little thing. I think that they ought to have like a tiny Bitcoin contribution to the Zapruder family. So like every time some knucklehead on the internet says, look, it's all here, proof, see? And they play this Zapruder film. In any form whatsoever.
Let's go to the next film.
Yeah, they send like a Bitcoin to the family of the Supreme Abraham.
But what are the qualifications? Does it have to be
anything?
Thing or a real thing?
Anything.
Man, yeah, they would all clean of them. Up.
Just courtesy, you know, give it to the Supreme family.
They got plenty of money. They got tons of money from that.
That doesn't matter. This is we're honoring them for their service.
Oh, you got to get more mysterious, like Mrs. Tippett.
And Officer Tippett, yeah.
The guy that lives up next to Bohemian Grove, Michael Payne.
I think Officer Tippett and Abraham Zapruder. And how about that?
Nix. What about Nix? He did a great film.
All the rest of the awards to Tom Hanks.
What did Tom Hanks have to do with this?
He had that process that had his head.
Yeah, without that, you know, we would not know how Kennedy really died.
What a cool magazine.
They can take it or leave it. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Wow.
She's rough with the kids.
Yeah, I am.
Throws them in the time machine.
No, we should probably put this on the website before this happens.
Suddenly little kid that show up at Dealey Plaza and they're 8 years old, standing with no parents.
No. Night. Waving. Bye.
In other words, the spiritual.
And back again. We're waving again. Yay. Bye.
We're building new walls to keep everybody out. Words, there are
well. Building flood walls because of the rising oceans. It's not that we don't want you, but you can't come in either.
Time to go backwards in time.
It's kind of crazy on the future, right?
Yeah, it's like the UNIVAC index, but
it's all crazy. It's all crazy.
It's all about your headphone volume.
I can't hear. I can't. I can't. What?
And then suddenly, from the sky came a fried egg.
Fried eggs. Landing on top of things.
Down at the top of the car.
Yeah, look at that. Land under him.
Hey, there's an egg on top of that.
You know what? I still miss the guy that threatened me with bodily harm because I tried to open the crashed up San Francisco police car.
Yeah, you know.
I go back
like
to that.
I'm well within my rights to kick your ass.
My.
The other night I was thinking about this. Yeah, there was a cool police car and I was going to jump inside and have Rob take a picture of me. And the guard came out. And he's been waiting years to do this.
That's right, North Beach, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he works for a film company.
No, he works for the film industry. He works for all of them, collectively.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was going to kick my ass for the film industry.
Wow. Hey, you know, it sounds like it's worth it, that ass kicking.
Almost, yeah. I almost thought, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
And I thought if he was going to strike at me, I was going to jump in the car for protection and claim that was the only place that was safe, you know, that would just make it madder and madder.
Would you put it on your YouTube channel or you put it on Vine if you really condense it?
On think? Which one?
Vine. That's a 6-second video thing.
That's the Twitter
of YouTube. Butcher
knife. F-I-N-D?
No, Vine. V-I-N.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you about this. I haven't patronized them in any way whatsoever. I feel like a tool.
A tool of the...
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And no, there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name's Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody will, that one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-mm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Show begins.
Your next class will take place.
The two shows can talk to each other.
During the Puzzling Evidence Show. If you hold them closely.
First of all, you feel like an idiot doing it. You know, especially if other people are standing around, it feels kind of awkward to just go out and just crack off. I mean, it feels kind of funny at first, but then it's kind of liberating in one way.
You guys, whoa.
What happened? Are you all right?
What's
you need
going
to go
on?
To the show hospital?
Are you okay?
No. Do you guys have a scanner?
Yeah.
It goes with any decor.
Done. Written 600 songs, only 12 get sung. 87,000 cigarettes have passed through these lungs, and every single day I wish I'd never smoke one. A week brushing my teeth and a week getting my hair cut. 8 years sleeping, I'm still tired when I wake up. A whole year eating and I still lost weight. 5 proper girlfriends and 5 messy breakups. 27 birthdays, 27 New Year's. 30,000 quid just so I could have a few beers. Ever dying old hopes, ever growing new fears. Don't know where I'm going, but I know. slowly gone home.
Operate without warning in your frontal cortex.
Ready to
and
extract
anterior
your corpuscles.
Dr. Howell will describe the surgery as it occurs on your brain.
First, we must get at the brain, which must be done.
Here's a saw, Dr. Howell.
Thank you. This is the Gigli saw, and it's especially used for perfusing the top of the cranium. As you see, we cut against the sutures, and we are. The calivarium will be, it will be possible to have it lifted out and placed on an ice bath. That's a little bit of bleeding, but certainly to be expected. In fact, one should have a lot more bleeding at this juncture because of the way scalp wounds would, under ordinary circumstances, and not the sedation of this patient, also the position
Yeah, scalp wounds bleed like crazy.
But not when we have the patient at this angle and heavily sedated. At any rate, here is the mystery of the brain itself. And
that doesn't look so bad. I mean,
tease away
the
covering.
It's a lot smaller than I thought.
Dura matter and pia matter surrounding it, and underneath this mucosic layer, we see the surface of the actual brain itself. These convolutions.
Can you cut those two lobes? Split them so I can see that middle section a little better.
Cut right here now. No, but it, you know, in certain experiments, they have actually separated the hemispheres. And it has.
Because there's a thing in there. If you separate them, you can get in there and there's that thing there.
No, it's very easy to cut it or damage it. That's why it has the protection of the skull, because it is a very flimsy structure, flimsier than tissue paper here. Actually, more like a sponge or something that barely coheres. However, at any rate, here we introduce our variety. Right here. From now on, there will be no talk of tuning in to the show. The show essentially will never be off. The patient will continually hear, see, and experience show as long as brain activity is taking place. This is marked by rapid eye movement, rapid ear movement, and of course, rapid toe movement. What we call operating from the backside of the brain.
That's like when we used to surf the backside of reality.
These two buttock.
We groove down on the backside of reality.
Are you guys sending cassette tapes to me from the backside of reality?
There you could stoke with your fine thing. You know, and
nestling
your beach body.
Over the yarn like
what that was about.
Cerebellum.
You remember that, those days of cerebellum stoking, fine thing?
Here, beneath the limbic system,
using our toothpaste
we find the rhombencephalon.
See, here are the little neurons.
The so-called reptile brain, millions of years old, containing primordial emotions. Fear, anger, and rage. The more complicated limbic system, which overlies the rhombencephalon, is found in the higher mammals. The cheetah, the panther, the gazelle.
I'm going to have a little more of this.
Is that an electronic sandwich?
But only the human has the structure which is built above the limbic system. A third layer, only found in the human brain.
Get a grade in this?
I think so. So far, we're failing.
That's all right. We can close up this patient now. There.
Oh, yeah, perfused head parts all over the studio.
Well, that's, you know, they'll probably take a picture with their cell phones. They'll write an annoyed letter to the
puzzling evidence. You're a robot. Oh, sorry, spoiler.
His little fingers are... Oh, that's right, he is a robot.
Yeah,
his little finger is all of us.
Somehow he thought that only his fingers were robots.
Hey, come on, get off the car, man.
Party.
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 Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want to do drugs?
Yeah.
Okay, you know... Do you know what kind?
Oh, wait, Doug's picking up chicks. Let's watch.
I don't know. Let's watch, but I'm
busy picking up chicks right now. What?
I don't know. This is going to be
I said I'm busy picking up chicks right now.
It's great. Everything's great. Group's great.
So you like Graham Nash, too?
Great.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
Are you on party hits or what?
Half and half.
Oh, okay. Just want to know.
Hell yeah.
Thanks. I'm on a date. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, I think we're all in on it.
Yeah, listen and learn.
These are kids that don't care about JFK's death.
Oh, come on. You'd ruin it.
Actually, their age, they would.
You know, the funny thing is you'd ruin it by talking about JFK.
Yeah, I know. That just bummed the show right down.
Like you say.
Crash. Might as well just go home.
Younger crowd now. You used to be an older crowd.
This PMDM, for all I know, it's
a consolidated
mobilization.
Combined miniature deterrent forces.
Do that again.
Low. High.
Button
of
bottom.
Access.
Combined
miniature
deterrent force.
Proceed.
The ice pilot is a result of a thing like that.
They have, but we both have the same problem.
Such an
control.
Event.
That's right.
One. You have reached the end of the presentation. Once again, it is imperative that a suspect be taken into custody at the soonest possible time. This file will erase automatically in 10 seconds. Remember, this file does not exist. You have never seen this file, nor have you heard of it. You have never been here.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
Never know how much I love
just
you.
Just like that.
Never know how much I can.
Just like that.
When you push your arms around
just like that.
I get a fever that's
just
so
hard.
You give me fever.
Of course.
In the moment. Fever all through the night.
We are experiencing excuse us.
Reason you in VIP, CEO. You don't have the CID. I'm young, wild, and strapped like T.I. Lee. We ain't got nothing to worry about. We're bad. Let's security turn. Watch out for the medallion. My diamonds are reckless. Feels like a midget is hanging from my neck.
When I move, just like that. When I move,
dead air.
Just like that.
When I move, dead air.
Just like that.
Just like that.
We are experiencing a technical problem. If you'd excuse us just a second. It's hot coffee and fresh Danish next door. It'll only be a few minutes. Thanks. How do you go? What's happening?
Dead air.
Work with me.
Dead air.
Don't worry about me stepping all over.
Dead air. It's the one thing every disc jockey knows. Don't get stuck with dead air. Oh, God.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
Stand up.
When you get the fever, if you live your life. Fever. Till you sizzle. Oh, what a lovely way to burn.
Stand up.
Oh, what a lovely way to burn.
Stand up.
What a lovely way.
Exciting, truly out of this world tour that takes you across vast frontiers, straight into the heart of the future.
Holy,
oh, shit. I think we just got caught.
pushing it?
Well, I mean, I think most of us agree that it's a coyote, but we also have heard that they do, Sasquatch seem to be great mimics.
Bigfoot country.
Indian legends tell about a big hairy man that roamed for many years throughout their land. White men laughed and said these legends weren't true, but now old Bigfoot has made man a fool. Bigfoot roams throughout his forest land, feet twice the size of any man. With the moon shining bright on a running stream, you can hear him yelling.
Second shot, the third total shot, hit the president's head. His head could be seen to move violently. His head could be seen to move violently. His head could be seen to move violently. A second shot, the total shot, hit the president's head. His head could be seen to move. His head could be seen.
And these from the left.
His head.
Away from here.
Away from here.
Seconds. Long enough to keep you to the door. And then we'll get smoke. And then... assassination of President Kennedy.
But let me say this. The Warren Commission, I think, had to report in their book what they wanted the world to believe.
That's how it's rang.
And they read the Warren Commission.
Yes, puzzling evidence here on KP A7.9 and in Fresno, 87.9.
Because you're flying over the city now. Past Tyrell's building.
KPF.
And right here.
Radio Lens at B.
He
doesn't know that he's going to have to operate on a human this time.
What time of...
It's kind of like a human.
What kind of... why are you up at this hour?
Yeah, what are you doing there? Mumbling in the dark.
Suffering from a bit of sleep deprivation.
What happened to you,
It's Carl? All right. We understand.
Well, I tried to go to sleep before this, but... So I tried to take a nap, and then I woke up, and then I tried to take a nap again. Nice. And then I...
Do you ever have a satisfying nap?
I woke up, and then I tried to take a nap. I tried to take a nap, and then...
Well, 20 minutes, 22 minutes of it is really fun.
You could make a cool edit of
in
it.
In my mind.
But not in actuality.
What? No. No, it got away. The whole idea just got away.
He and I go back a long way.
The telephone.
Oh, my goodness.
You gotta keep pumping. Keep on pumping.
There's weird things going on outside of where we are right now.
Okay.
Maybe you'd better stay inside then and not let them know that you're there. Yes.
Who could it be now?
Night's black agents walk in darkness, perambulans in tenebris, shambling through the shadows.
Sleep.
Well, if you're in a state of perfect relaxation, you can go farther beyond the wall of sleep.
And some people, puzzling evidence is a form of slack to them.
Yes,
know?
It so is a great form of slack.
They pursue definitely. It, and they have
and
achieved it.
And in civilized countries like Central and South America, the siesta is an established part of the day.
I do believe that the fellow is awake for other reasons.
Oh, he may have another reason that he doesn't want to tell us.
All this talk about sleep is making me sleepy.
Yeah.
There are other ways. It is not. I don't know. I am suspicious.
We should allay your suspicions here.
Can she purr?
perfect.
You have been chasing the skunk, haven't you? The dragon.
The dragon's tail.
You've been puffing the magic dragon.
And frolicking in the autumn mists, which are
what would
thick
I do
in
with
this,
a magic dragon?
Precipitation.
Good question.
Something about
I'm writing that one down.
Pirates lowering their flags or something. Some ceremonial purpose to it all.
Always.
Is perpetually going up against the dragon.
But one always does go up against the dragon and should, since the dragon is the symbol of constant change and constant regeneration in the middle of change. You know, you get plowed under, but also something regenerates. And
okay, then the monster.
I like the dragon in Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty was pretty good. The Maleficent turned herself into... really, that's a marvelous dragon. It has small, rudimentary wings that it could never fly with.
That dragon, and then the dragon from the Swan Princess. That was also a cartoon.
We must be careful not to let the show start dragging.
Can you guys keep it down? I'm trying to listen to the dead air. Can you be quiet?
Yes, ma'am. We can keep it down. Yeah. Yes, we can do anything on the show for you, the caller.
The Quiet
Unbelievable.
Storm.
Good night.
Really? You pick from three valuable prizes.
Groovy.
And they,
the crystalline cavern.
Wait around for the answer.
At the center of the earth.
Jeez, what are we supposed to do then?
Beautiful and untouched.
The earth.
By paint humans a pretty word picture. Profaning hands.
With your lips.
Oh, yes.
And here come the Utensin over the mountains. Word hordes.
Unstoppable.
Civilization again.
Yes, now finally they're closing down this farce
this
called civilization.
This is the part of the X-Day tape that Ivan Stang doesn't want anyone to see. What
yes.
happens after X-Day to
right.
those who don't get on the ships. And here's a guy trying to be a hero.
Well, you burned on both sides of your hind... And but particularly you're left behind.
I do believe.
Puzzling evidence show. yes, I can. Silly machine.
Okay, I'm going to call the show. What's the number? How do I call the show?
I'm sorry, I'm calling the internet over here.
Damn callers.
Hello, internet.
Hello, internet. What's the number to
can
the show?
Can you connect me with the...
I just tried to Google the show, but I can't get the number. I used to live out in Stopgap, Arizona. It was about nigh on 11 miles from Two Guns.
Yes, they had dry wells out there. And Dawn Wells.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. That's where the moisture farm that Luke lived in
me too.
Was nearby.
Is that you, Professor Brainerd?
Okay.
Professor Fingers?
Professor Brainerd never lived out there, as far as I know.
He has some fantasy that he's speaking to Professor Brainerd on the air.
Well, in a sense, I suppose, if one must... Anyway, that just shows to go yet.
God, I love you. We love you too.
You love our essence. Yes, this strange effluvium. Almost like a...
Well, you do, and you clean it up.
Starts now.
Oh, is that where this plays? Yeah.
My show.
I'm sorry.
Philo's reminding himself we're digitally insert show here.
Right. That's something that we do in post-production, you see. Pardon this.
So, post-toasties for a complete breakfast.
Puzzling evidence.
It's fun, huh?
I didn't know that.
Beatles, you are dead now. And they had a little light voltage bath they set up for... Oh, wait, I better...
Well, you don't want to give all the secrets away. No, the magician needs to keep the audience in the dark in order to maintain mystification.
And then at the bottom of the
mystification, Arizona once. It was nigh on 18 miles from Two Guns.
Something's always nigh on. That's the thing when you get out there.
Yeah.
They say that's the thing of it a lot. Yeah. And they say nigh on a lot.
Nigh on.
Yeah.
Crossed.
I miss those days when I lived in nigh on. Nigh on.
Right.
8 miles from Two Guns.
Sure.
That was about 11, 12 years ago.
Well, if I ever said it. 11.98
years ago.
Yeah, X. Years ago.
Everything was down the road a piece.
It's because that's the way
yonder,
you liked it. To live
yonder,
out there where you didn't have to live among them. To
go
be
yonder
out there,
a piece.
So everything's down the road a piece.
You get to the burnout stump and you turn left.
Not that burnout stump again. Somebody ought to yank
that
thing
before
up.
Before or after the rusted pickup?
Oh, man,
yes,
the stack of tires.
After the rusted pickup.
And before the stack
pickup
of tires.
Lines ever that never worked.
Yeah, somebody, if you go to that stack of tires, you're going way too far. That's old McHenry place.
I think somebody burned that stack of tires the other day.
I think it's that tire fire that's never been extinguished.
I saw
it's
somebody
still
do
out there burning
myself.
Today. All nigh on these years later. See, there it is.
One if by land, two
it's
if
how
by
the
sea.
American Armed Forces navigate around the U.S. is from the old McHenry Place tire pile set aflame 11,000 years ago.
And bombarding Fort McHenry.
In disrespect of their grandfather. But that's like the little known but wonderfully salient fact that.
And the Warren Commission had added a muffler.
They were never shown that episode.
No century.
And if you look, that's why they had to work on the Zapruder film at the National Picture Interpretation Center. Because you can see the Centauri running down the sidewalk, trying to grab the limo and trying to
do it.
Wow, now it all comes together.
Did that happen too?
Yeah, it was all suppressed. And instead they gave us Crosby, Stills, Nash,
and Young.
You were just dumping a bag of hammers.
Well, puzzling evidence, you'd be pleased to know that after spending 50 years believing the Warren Commission results,
yeah,
I've decided to spend the next 50 years doubting it.
I call that bold talk for a long time.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Because it means in the... It means in that universe that I would have to start supporting the Warren Commission.
Yeah, sorry.
And balance that out.
Payback is a funny thing they told you in Vietnam.
Oh, right, right.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So you go... So you go to a brook and you catch a frog.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, you're out here in the rainstorm in the forest alone trying to catch frogs. Why? Because a guy said it on the radio. There, you feel like an idiot now? The frog was over 12 feet long and it just bit your leg off.
Love you.
That's scary.
You know what I think? I think this is a typical CIA mind game of some kind. It's a test.
Not afraid.
Yes.
If I had an anus, I'd probably soil myself.
So you had a slip. Yes.
Oh, there it is. I can't even tell anymore right there.
What kind of reality are you interested in? I'm open.
Why are you doing this?
Just keep at it long enough.
Yeah? Hello?
I can't hear you.
It's Chicken John's baby.
Is she calling in now?
Oh,
that doesn't make any sense.
What?
I'm killing this idea.
Okay. This is the insecticide.
Night, Radioland.
Good night.
Good night.
Part of one-third of
Piana.
Wasn't my time.
Believe me, I'm not long for this world. Oh, yes. You know what tomorrow is?
I'm going to drive on a free day.
gun to the insurgency.
Schematics on the shirt.
We'll lock our Wi-Fi live server down.
Obama, pardon all the turkeys.
We'll add the LED resistors, the capacitor, more positive and negative wires. This one will also be powered by a few
volts. What is that?
Battery. I'm drying my hair.
So we'll hook our monitors to it and test it out. And sure enough, our little LED blinks. So.
Show's kind of fun.
Yeah, what do you want to do about it?
Small mom, camera on back, and the show is much more.
The Bruno zombies.
Yeah. Your radio show stinks worse than ours. Get them!
Pull over the edge, Coach.
NASA goes ahead and
while
your skin being black astronaut.
I know one republic for one thing.
What is that?
You get that from the
finale of the album includes three songs which run into one another.
You know, I don't mind the NSA tapping us, but doing it like by sending puzzling evidence in to tap us.
That's not okay.
It's sort of like in your face tapping us.
This is a dream.
How many Google hits have we got?
All of them
hits.
How many core balls?
Okay, never mind.
Google
it's okay.
Yeah. To get there.
Alright. How many viewers do we have tonight watching?
Seven viewers, peak 13.
Seven viewers at this point.
And nothing. There's been nothing in the chat box for the last hour. So.
Really?
So I'm not convinced.
That just means they're incapable of moving their fingers toward the keyboard.
And they're, remember, they're driving.
Yeah, they're driving.
And they're trying to text the show. Right.
Yeah, I'm about to do that.
Yeah, it's late. This is dumb. Okay, it's another hour and a half of shame, everyone.
I'll save you, storyteller.
Is that what you said?
Well, and then they say no because they're having a life behind my life.
Yeah, it's the perfect moment.
Oh, so Golden Girls was on.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not in the boat, you can't leave the boat or get in the boat.
Right. So it was only the storytellers in their little 90s sailing away. But okay. They made it all the way to Korea.
That's why you won't pay dues.
Yeah. Not until they come back to grace our homeland.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Storytellers, come home, storytellers.
Yeah.
Stereotypers. Hey, listen, no, it was Hackers 3, though, right? So.
Oh, yeah, the third
one. Yeah, it was
Hackers Revolution.
Serial Killers 2, Hackers 3, on the bottom of the line.
I mean, it counts for not being number one.
Hey, I could beat you on your own video game.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we're just killing time here on the show.
Yeah, well, that's good. Killing time is fine. People are spending time to kill time.
Lots of marching guys. That's the future.
We spend most of our waking hours trying to make a point.
On the show.
A good number of years ago, trying to make a point.
Yeah, on the show.
Fake show? What show? Huh?
The space show.
What's it? What show's now? Huh? Fake show? What show? Huh? What? I'm so confused.
I asked the teacher,
huh? What?
She said she doesn't know.
shows that he's so confused.
Mama says she is. But Papa says she doesn't
know this way. Something urgent must be done.
Stop the French train.
Shortly here, there's going to be a show idea. One that you're really going to like. And the sweet, dulcet tones of Puzzling Evidence. As he names the time, coordinates, here, on this station. The station that you love so much. Even in the stormy weather of the tossed seas of life. The ups and downs and the shutdowns and shutups and the strike downs and strikeouts. You walk down the hallway, waiting, waiting to know what time is it? Why? Humbling, puzzling, evidence, show. Here in Berkeley.
Okay.
Berkeley, California.
Rate check.
USA.
Okay.
Where we say, bring it on.
Yeah.
Because that's the way we roll.
Rate check.
On the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Rate check.
Rate check.
Okay.
Wow, that's an ancient memory.
Rate check.
That's what you get when you talk to a machine in the middle of the night.
Rate.
Rate check.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, there could be a show after this that could be called, you know, sometimes a show is just a show. I know. Here's the name of your show, Puzzling Evidence and K-Rob. Ready? This is not a Puzzling Evidence and show.
The fresh perspective.
You just blew my mind. There you go. They're getting their 20s out of their wallets right now. Pay the Grave Lets You Dues so they can get the slot and nail it for it. This is not a show. Well, you can feel the change. The sea change when No Sailing Plan ends and This Is Not a Puzzling Evidence and the show begins. It's sort of like going out of the harbor. Suddenly the seas get a little bigger. The sky gets a little more darker. Wind picks up. You don't see any day sailors near. This is not a Puzzling Evidence show like you did at No Sailing Plan. No. Those are the big ocean-going container ships out there. And there's a tanker and some form of military. This is not a Puzzling Evidence and show. Leaves the coastal areas and goes to the blue water.
And do the low yo 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 yo.
Puzzling Evidence, I believe, is the only person in this room who's been in the Navy. And he knows that the Navy is the perfect metaphor for when we'll finally travel off this planet.
Of course.
That's why Starfleet was based on the Navy.
That's right. That's why the Air Force was based on the Navy.
It's the only experience on Earth that is close enough to the trip out that space will be, is to be on a sailing ship on a big ocean, bopping around out there.
And in space, there's only interaction.
You are taking away a few more. I mean, just think of what it was like to grow up
growing potatoes in Ireland. And then suddenly you're on a whaler for 7 years, bombing around the ocean.
Yeah.
And dying every year.
Every year?
Yeah, you have to, like, your chances of your survival are 1 in 0.
But then maybe you'd be one of the 7 guys who knocked everybody out, took over an island.
Yeah. It's a Star Trek episode. It's that shuttlecraft that landed on that moon.
And get the Russian guy and the black guy to work for him.
Right. And they had children, and they were Russian black children.
Well, no, actually, the guy died before he was able to put the plan into effect.
Oh, right. It's the...
And his spirit formed the band ABBA.
So do you think your Navy experience will help you when you finally...
When we leave this godforsaken planet?
This polluted burnout syndrome here.
I'm quite sure.
Overheated. Insane, crazy little place. Just gang wars going on.
Smile as we look back at the exploding Earth.
Yeah.
And say things like, oh, look, there's the White House going on.
Wow. Hey, you know, this is a pretty good mixtape we have on the spaceship. Let's keep going for a while.
Yeah.
Regain your composure. Computers don't laugh.
Okay.
That's better. Regain your composure. Especially here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
See you in hell. You guys need money, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like gravity, but only for your ears.
If you take off your headphones here, you can... Quite a separation.
Bilateral commission with the Council on Foreign Relations. You ever hear of them?
Yeah, Doug. Answer.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh, that's just nasty, though. No, don't do that. Okay, yeah, wash your dishes.
Utilized
in ghost time.
Yep.
Would you stop that? I'm asking you that because it's not Dobbs approved. Puzzling Evidence Show.
Ooh,
or not,
love that.
At least some show. Most Puzzling Evidence shows are not Dobbs approved. Bob hates the unsettling transitional ambiguity that they imply. So, please, I implore you, don't use Puzzling Evidence inappropriately. Only in a Dobbs approved fashion. If you can't remember what that is, you just have to get your manuals out. Turn to Dobbs Ecclesians 12, verse 9.
Yeah, it's that old churchy stuff.
Just don't use the show. Please, stay away from Puzzling Evidence Show. Be all right. Be all right. Regain your composure. When in doubt, kick Puzzling Evidence out. That's what Bob says. I'd buy, if you could get 20 for a dollar, I'd buy $3 worth.
That's a nice way to start.
See, I'm over here.
There we go. Sorry. I had the wrong
I'm over here.
Can you notice
thought
how,
I was Dr. Hal.
I'll show you how right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a mystery.
Why would he need to be calling in?
I think it's a conspiracy that he's not calling in.
Why would he have to call in? Didn't he hear something?
I think he probably had the phone in his hand and he started to dial, and because it's a show, he just went.
Uh-huh.
And he's
maybe he put the phone like this.
If his brain would stop thinking about the show, then he would just wake up.
He would wake up and he'd be drawing pictures again.
Yeah, and working really hard.
He'd be working hard
and making money. But instead, if you're Hal,
drawing money. Hal's a good artist, so he just draws his money.
Yeah, and then he gives it to the people to give back to him at the Ask Dr. Hal Show Friday night.
Right. The main thing is he gives it to the
night.
He's giving to the people. That's what we do here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
We do.
We give our words.
Yeah. Here's some more words for you. Here, we'll give you another four. This is 420, so after this would be 40 minutes of words. Because you know what? We don't want to grow up on the show.
But, you know, we have the gift of discernment here on the show.
We do?
And the gift of knowledge. Because this is what we gather up. The anointing oil. The prayer cloths.
Man, I wish the holy you guys would send out prayer cloths.
Prayer cloths. Would you send those back?
We always send them back,
If you'd send those back, we can
then Bob,
get your prayers answered.
Makes stuff happen on them and gives them back to you.
He makes stuff happen on them, and that is true.
Now what? You're not finished yet.
I was dancing down the street.
Look what's going on around the corner.
Yeah, at Bruno's. Come on, let's go. Oh, never mind.
She's
my
best friend's girl.
Yeah, she's my best friend's girl. At Bruno's.
She's my best friend's girl.
Which we call Bruno's. And you could go down there right now if you were Pete Goldie.
Thank you.
Could be.
An electronosaurus.
Electronosaurus. Here he is himself, the electronosaurus.
Yes.
Okay, the donut now. He can just fall asleep on
millions of bits of wire.
It's about time.
Time to construct this.
It's about time he went to work.
Well, it wasn't all done by one person. It took an entire village.
You've just been lounging around your bachelor pad, right?
Well, I figured there's no point in calling during the Pedrovian ceremonies, which I assume are now completed.
They've been complete, and
and he's listening right
he's
now.
He's listening.
He's listening? Well, naturally. He's one of our most constant listeners.
It seems like maybe some people went to sleep, and they're waking up going, oh, this is great. I guess I'll go down to the station and go to work.
Right. There's going to be
and they're not
some
going
buses
to.
No, they'll fall off the edge of the platform onto just nothingness.
Yeah, it'll be like a zone of the abyss.
Or
like the outer limits.
They'll
where
never
the,
be
the
able to come.
Aliens steal the town. There's fog around the town. Remember, you can't go. You just can't drive past the fog.
Could you turn your telephone down, please? Broadcaster. I'm calling from Houston. We have a problem. It's a time warp. I'm listening on computer. It's about 10 years ago.
All right. You on the last show?
I was on the air. I have been on the air before.
Next week's last show will start in 1963.
I'm always ready. This is Houston.
Now it's better.
But the show is free, open to the public, highly instructive, educational, scientific, hygienic, and healthy. I recommend it strongly for kids from 6 to 60 and oldsters 90 years young. So come on down. I can't claim there's free parking, but there sure are a lot of funny-looking vehicles and people to experience.
Now it's better. Now it's better. It's the show.
I turned to my telephone.
Rank after rank, those little chipmunks are lined up.
This is old stuff.
Well, they have something to say to the American people.
I have some. You have something.
The help of you is part of the old stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and
but you don't, right? That,
crap.
But how do you know Help Hope Huey?
No move.
Because I'm in Houston.
Help Hope Harry?
The same radio station.
I know Help Hope Harry. Ah. And how do you know? So how do you know about the show? This show, right now.
How I know about the show? Because
you know it's really
on
time.
It's really amazing.
I would even have known about being such a Help Hope Huey if it were not for that moment of sitting on the radio.
On your radio, or my radio.
ABC.
On my radio? Are you on my radio?
I laid my hands upon your radio.
I can feel the healing powers emanating therefrom.
Here, take some of this healing power, buddy.
I can feel it.
I got 50 caliber healing power.
Yeah.
And I've got a flamethrower, and I've got superpowers.
Target 4. We're taking the other truck out. Roger.
I got you targeted for
takeout. That's why I came here, just to be by Arkansas.
Just stay right by the truck, right there,
close to Arkansas.
You're in Arkansas, right?
You're in Arkansas. You're in Houston.
KPFP.
In Berkeley?
11%.
KPFA.org.
Okay.
Right outside of Concord.
You're outside of Concord?
Yeah, that's where Houston is.
Texas. California.
Go to Concord and take a hard ride.
And then go all the way to Houston?
Never go nice to me.
Go to Concord, take a hard right, and don't stop till you get to Houston.
A right hook.
999.
Then take a left.
It's the beast.
What's up for
the beast from the east?
The beast. Order of the giveaway.
Remember the beast from the east?
Well, many people continue to believe this colorful myth. Actually, according to the latest scientific surveys, there is a lot of light to be shed on this self-same substance. Let's look a little closer at the controversy and see if we can't...
Oh, that's too close.
Sorry. Let's back out just a little bit, but still fairly close to the controversy.
All right, now.
Here we go.
The controversy is coming into focus now. I can see it. It's very clear to me that this is indeed an authentic controversy.
These are electrons speeding along their preordained path to create a spark, a telephone. Only through this inductive method can the electricity of being be fully grounded in reality.
We're being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Connection.
You can be connected and then inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Is he talking about
the... You know, I don't know that we're going to be able to do particular...
Because the Evidence Hall of Fame, the Dr. Howe Hall of Fame...
What about the Never Was Hall?
There's a lot of paperwork here that we have to get started if you're actually going
to
do this.
You know, it's not my job to handle all this little bureaucratic...
Where's Pool Pope Harry?
You mean Baby Huey?
They can't ride good.
Well, you can't ride good.
I like to mutate myself.
You like to mutate yourself?
I have to study.
If you mutate.